We can see from that previous page then is something that we can calculate. These E standard halves are in tables, exactly the same tables we looked at in first year. So we're able to calculate the PE standard by going to our table, getting the value, dividing it by 0.059, and there's PE standard. These guys in brackets here, these ones are what we measure in solution. So we go out to the creek, we measure the concentration of iron 2+, or we measure the concentration of chloride that's present. So these are available. So as long as you've got these, you've calculated this from the table, you now calculate the value of PE. So that's the primary difference between PE and pH. This one is a decent sort of a value because it doesn't depend on the fact that you're using an ORP probe, which is only going to work well under high electrolyte concentrations. This thing simply relies on reliable concentrations of the species that are important in the water chemistry. So the only trick bit, you've got to correctly figure out which is your reduced component and which is the oxidized component that you put into